If it had to happen, the worst-case scenario could not have played out more smoothly. That's the sentiment in Mosier, Oregon, where a train loaded with highly volatile Bakken crude oil derailed 2 months ago. Correspondent Emily Schwing got a tour of the cleanup.
The wind whips along the Columbia River as a handful of kiteboarders gear up for a morning ride on the choppy water. Local Walter Menge says that's how it was the day before the derailment.
Yeah, living here in Mosier, it's the best of a worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could have been so much worse.
On the day of the accident, 14 cars bent and folded like an accordion across the tracks. Four of them caught fire, but the wind was oddly quiet, so it didn't spread like it could have. And as they careened off the track, oil cars narrowly missed the trestle of an overpass that serves as one of only two routes into town. Bob Schwartz is a project manager with Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality. Lately, he's been giving a lot of media tours of the accident site.
We're standing near a manhole where the lid was sheared off by one of the cars, and it caused a lot of the oil to flow into the manhole to the wastewater treatment plant, which is about 200 feet from us right now. And that captured quite a bit of the oil, fortunately, which kept it from getting into the Columbia River.
Schwartz says some of that oil did seep into the groundwater, although it's not clear how much.
We're measuring it in hundreds of parts per billion with a B, so it's a very small mass, but the levels are still high enough for us to have to clean it up.
Despite all the luck, there are still a few unknowns, like where all the spilled oil might go.
Well, I'm concerned about the potential risk to animals living in the wetlands.
He wouldn't say whether the cleanup effort is moving fast or slow. He did say DEQ is pleased with how things are progressing. Schwartz says Union Pacific Railroad, the company that was transporting the oil, has been extremely cooperative. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.